This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, we have been seeing very weak overnight queues for the entire trading week. However, in yesterday's trading session, US indices bounced back after turning negative for 2023 in the previous session. In yesterday's trading session, the US market saw a relief rally with the Nasdaq outperforming by gaining over 1.3%. In yesterday's trading session, oil prices saw significant selling pressure as demand woes continued to plague the market. The Brent futures fell over 5% yesterday, now hovering closer to the $86 a barrel mark. Now, talking about the Indian markets. Indian markets yesterday was a tale of two halves. The Indian markets opened up and saw gap down selling pressure in tandem with the global cues that we received that were quite weak. However, in the second half of the trading session, markets managed to marginally recover, thereby holding on to few key levels. But remember, the Nifty continues to trade below the 19,500 mark. Yesterday's trading session also saw the reversal of the trend, where we saw the broader end of the markets going ahead and significantly outperforming. However, the mid-cap and small-cap stocks in yesterday's trading session bore the brunt of the selling pressure, were the top laggards, and both of them saw significant sell-off in terms of underperformance and also significant pockets that had been outperformers like PSU banks, NBFCs. All of these stocks bore the brunt of selling pressure. Banks in yesterday's trading session, the Bank Nifty was one that saw significant weakness. HDFC Bank was the top outperformer. However, names like Axis Bank did see significant selling pressure. The NBFCs too, the entire NBFC pack in yesterday's trading session were top underperformers. Key events to watch out for today: S&P Services PMI data is due today. Along with that, you will see reactions in terms of more banks releasing their quarterly updates. IEX has gone ahead and released the monthly update in terms of the September performance. Asian markets and GIFT Nifty both are indicating a mild positive start for our own market.